This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Sorrow is gripping most pro-life advocates at the news that a senior official with Planned Parenthood has admitted to hiding shady, if not illegal, activity on behalf of her employer. It was an undercover sting that persuaded Dr. Deborah Nucatola to admit to those posing as buyers from a biologics corporation that she did illegal partial birth abortions to provide such human matter for use in other medical or product ventures. While there is a federal law that penalizes the sale of such body parts with hard prison time and huge fines, the loopholes written into that law by a proud supporter of Planned Parenthood make the law useless. However, other means are being investigated as Governor Bobby Jindal of Louisiana has formed an investigation based on state law. This is Life News Radio.
Anytime Christians have made a difference in the world, it has been through prayer and even fasting. I suppose we could wait for the invitation to such prayer that overt persecution might offer, but wouldn't that simply be selfish? If you could ask babies whose numbers are greatly reduced by abortion, they'd say the persecution has begun. Pray, and maybe even give up some food to bring a culture of life.
The Little Sisters of the Poor are being compelled to violate their conscience or pay crippling IRS fines for not providing certain contraceptive drugs in their health plan. The U.S. Supreme Court offered the sisters protection while their case was being reheard in Denver, but that court has now ordered the sisters to comply with the Obamacare HHS contraception mandate. Beckett Fund attorneys are seeking a way to return to the Supreme Court in an appeal. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.